Well, hi, everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. We're reading through the book of Revelation currently, and today, chapter 7. And as we consider chapter 7, it's helpful to remember the context of chapter 6. As we saw the Lamb, the only one who is worthy to take the scroll from the right hand of God who sits on the throne, he is also the only one who is worthy to open the seven seals on that scroll or to even look at it, John said. And so in chapter 6, we see the Lamb, who is Jesus Christ, doing that very thing as he begins to open the first six of those seven seals. And as he does so, what do we learn? What do we see? Well, we see judgments from God's throne unfolded. We see calamity after calamity, don't we? In the first four seals, as he opens them, we're introduced to the four horsemen, who represent conquest, war, famine, and death. And then as he opens the fifth seal, we hear the voice of the martyrs crying from underneath the altar, saying, O Lord, how long until you avenge our blood? And then as he opens the sixth seal, we see cosmic disturbances like great earthquakes, the moon becoming like blood, the sky being rolled back like a scroll, and mountains leveled, etc. So now as we come to the seventh chapter, we see kind of an interlude in the opening of these seven seals. For the seventh seal will not be opened until chapter 8. But in the meantime, in chapter 7, we see God's wonderful protection and care for his people. The saints would be cared for even in the midst of such great trials. And as we look at chapter 7, we see the sealing of God's people. They were sealed as a mark of ownership and protection. And they were given perfect rest in the Lord, notice. And indeed, this is what the Lord does for his church, for the people of God. And so let's dive into chapter 7 together and be blessed by the reading of it. And after these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger any more nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Amen. Praise God for this, his very word. Praise God for the protection and the divine care for his people. Praise God that he does indeed seal us as we are in Christ. And he does so by the work of the Holy Spirit. Praise God for his great promises. Praise God for his dwelling among his people. Praise God that we will neither hunger or thirst anymore as he gives us the food and drink that we need, the wonderful spiritual food that we need. He blesses us in his word. He blesses us in Christ. Praise God that the Lamb who sits and is in the middle of the throne or the midst of the throne will shepherd us and lead us to living fountains of water. He is our good shepherd, and he always will be. He will lead us. He leads us even to himself, who is the fountain of life. Praise God that he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Oh, how we long for that, don't we? For the great sorrow we feel now will not be forever. He will wipe every tear from our eyes, and we will have great and full joy and happiness, contentment with him forever and ever, face to face, as we spend eternity with Jesus Christ and our triune God. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, I hope you're blessed and encouraged by the reading of God's word today. I hope you'll join me again next time as we continue in chapter 8. God bless you. Take care, and we'll see you then.